And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's going to change your day. With signs and wonders, TV comes to perform. God is going to bless you, but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough coming your way.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God.
With signs and wonders,
miracles,
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
on. Come on, baby.
Just holding on.
Yes, God is gonna bless you for just holding on. Have mercy. This is Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again in the new year to Glory United Ministries, WGUM. Evening, afternoon, night, morning, midnight, with Pastor Patricia Bayman, who will be with us very shortly. So this is Norman Hutchins and the Move of God.
With signs and wonders,
signs and wonders,
miracles,
miracles,
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless
but just
you.
Holding on. For your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yes, a move of God is on the way. And I tell you what else, my friends, God's got a blessing for you. It's Norman Hutchins again.
Going through, you're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up, put a smile on your face. This is another test.
Tradition, they start a fast, but I tell you, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. It's all right to fast. Many times we're not fasting to get closer to God. We're fasting for material purposes, or sometimes we are fasting asking God to save the dying souls, and sometimes we're asking God to save those that's dying, and we don't want to see them die. But I tell you, it is the day that the Lord hath made, and God's got a blessing with your name on it. As that song began to play, God's got a blessing with your name on it. I just began to exalt God here in my room, and I began to just stretch out my arms, and I just soared my arms like I was an eagle, because it resonated with me. So God's got a blessing with my name on it. It's all right for God to bless you. I don't have a problem with that. But what God blesses you with is yours, unless you choose to share it with me. But what God blesses me with is mine, and I'm going to share it with someone else, because I'm not a selfish person. God blesses me to be a blessing to those around me. But God's got a blessing. I want to say to you all out there, Block Talk, God's got a blessing with your name on it. So why don't you just give God the praise and the glory and the honor that's due him? Because without God, we are nothing. We are in the 10th day of this brand new year, 2017, and no one knows but God what the future holds. Some can predict, some can prophesy, but only God knows what's going to take place in 2017 concerning you. I can get a word from the Lord for you, but remember, it came from God. It wasn't for me. I don't know about your future, but I know this much, that if you trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, God will direct your path. That's the problem. It's okay. I'm getting ready to take my fast as well. But I just want to let you know that if you acknowledge God in all your ways, acknowledge God, and God then will direct your path. Why? Because you have given him permission. What I mean by giving God permission is you have surrendered your will unto God's will. That's what I mean by you giving him permission. Do God really need your permission to do something for you or not to do something for you? Will your fasting turn God on? Will it turn him off? What is it? Are you just fasting for things? Or are you fasting to be more like Jesus? Are you fasting to say, God, it's not my will, but thy will, so therefore I'm going to crucify my flesh so that I can please you in 2017 and not my flesh? Well, is your flesh sex? Not all the time is my flesh sex. Well, is my flesh food? Not all the time is my flesh food. You got some people that they wake up just to eat. They wake up, they live just so that they can eat. They're already planning what their next meal is going to be. But are you in this 2017 to say, hey, God, it's not about me. It's about you and me. Oh, my God, I tell you, the Lord said in his word, I believe in Jeremiah, that he said the thoughts, the plans that I have for your life. Many plans, whether you fast or not, will make a difference. If you don't surrender your flesh unto God, then you know, your fasting is in vain. I tell you, I would like to talk to some of these folks that's on a fast. You hear now, well, I'm on a Daniel fast and all of that. Jesus, I'd rather be on a Jesus fast because Jesus got great results. Daniel didn't even go on a fast. Daniel just got in the face of God three times a day. He got in the window, got in the face of God, and he had God's attention. Now, you want Daniel's fast, but do you want to go in the lion's den? I don't think so. Because you know and I know that you're not living the way Daniel lived in order to get that lion's den blessing. Huh? But you want to say that you're all of that in a bag of chips because I'm doing the Daniel fast. Well, what the hell? Yes, I said that. What the hell? What about when your little fast is over? Will you live your life the way Daniel lived his? It's a question for you. Will you, after you call yourself doing a Daniel fast, which they say Daniel didn't eat meat. Daniel ate meat. He just didn't eat the king's meat. He knew it wasn't right. He knew that at the time that he had set himself apart and aside to follow Jesus. So, or God at that time, God back in the Old Testament, that was B.C. before Christ came in the flesh. He was always here in the spirit. So we're in A.D. now after the death of Christ. Somebody may not know that. So, but anyhow, Daniel, my Bible said, you need to read the book of Daniel. If, you know, Paul said, no, this is not my message, but however, I am a servant of God, and whatever way God wants to bring his word through me, that's the way it goes. Sorry if you like it or not, but here's the thing. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Okay. Now, Paul didn't want you to get hung up on, I'm walking the Damascus road like Paul. Where are you going? Oh, it's the first of the year I'm going to Damascus. No. He said, follow me as I follow Christ. When I stop following Christ, then you stop following me because I'm going to lead you to someplace that's not good for you. Now, the Daniel fast. When the fast is over, I want to know all of those people that are doing a Daniel fast, as they call it. They won't eat the king's meat. They're eating, I guess, fruits, vegetables, and nuts. Well, that's not Daniel's fast. My goodness, that's in the Bible. But however, since you want to pattern after Daniel with your fast, when your fast is over, I have a question for you. Are you going to walk the walk that Daniel walked? Daniel prayed three times a day. He was always getting God's attention. God came to Daniel's rescue. When Daniel prayed, I'm not sure of what he asked God for. It's been so long since I told this story from the Bible. But whatever he asked God for, it got held up. And I know you all know that story. And Daniel went back to God because he felt like, what went wrong? Because I know I'm walking upright before you, and you've never denied me of anything that I put before you before. Now, I've got to go find out from my father what's wrong here. Why is it taking so long this time? You said, because before I could get the words out of my mouth, God, you have already moved because you knew what was in my heart and you heard what was in my heart. So before I could even ask you, you had already done it. But what happened this time? Oh, God, I got when you ask me, I did it immediately. It was done immediately. It was released immediately. Before you could finish asking what you asked for, I released it from heaven. But in the airways, there's a king of Persia. He's a spirit as well. He operates in his own spirit. He used to be in heaven with me, and he was one of the prized angels, but he got a little beside himself, well, a whole lot beside himself, and he and I could not reign in the same place. So I told him, you know, because you're my creation and I made you, I'm not going to throw you away. God doesn't throw anything that he created away. We may get punished for our wrongdoing, but he doesn't throw you away. You throw yourself away by not listening to what God has spoken and asked of you to do. So God, he's got power. The devil has power. Oh my God, he has power, but he doesn't have all power, because all power belongs to the Lord. I tell you, Hezekiah Walker made a song, Dr. Scott, and I don't believe it's in our register of songs, but Hezekiah made the song, says, power belongs to God. I'm not sure if that's the title of it, but my choir sang, power belongs to God. And the part that I like when it said, there is nothing too hard for God. Power belongs to God. There is nothing too hard for God. Power belongs to God. Oh, my God, I feel my help. Now I feel Jesus in this place. Come on, somebody, tell the Lord, thank you for all that he's done for you. Oh, my God. But when Daniel went to God, I'm telling you, you got to be living so that you can go and say, Lord, what happened? What's going on? I had a truck driver back in the day when I had my business, Gift of God, truck, and I had a truck driver, and his name was Doug, and he called himself Dougie Fresh. And Doug would say, he talked kind of slow, and Doug would say to me, he said, hey, what's going on? He sounded as if he was drinking, but he wasn't. That's just how he said it. Hey, what's going on? And that's something like what Daniel wanted to know. Hey, God, what's going on? And I tell you, when God told Daniel that he gave him what he asked him for, Lord, help me, Jesus, but the devil interrupted whatever Daniel asked for from getting there immediately the way God released it. But that was done for a reason, too. But don't you know, God sent Michael. Michael came to the rescue. Daniel did not have to fight with the enemy. Let me tell you something. Daniel did not have to fight with the enemy for what God gave him. God will fight your battle for you. When God gives you something, you don't have to fight. God will fight for you. Daniel did not fight. Daniel did not go on a fast and say, I'm going to go on a fast to make the devil take his hands off of what I asked God for. No. I believe Daniel became like the Israelites when Moses said to them, look here, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, God, I love Jesus, and I won't take it back because he is so good. So this is my first sermon in the brand new year, because last week I was traveling on Thursday, and I asked Dr. Scott to please play a tape because I was traveling. But this Thursday, I am not traveling, and I'm recording tonight, on Tuesday night, for Thursday, or whenever you want to listen in the archives. But look at this. What's going on? Daniel stood still. God told him, said, listen, Daniel, I'm taking care of business. I'm taking care of your request. But now Michael has gotten involved because Michael is that warring angel. Michael can go up against the enemy, and guess what, Daniel? Michael won't lose. So just hold on. A change is coming. Your blessing has your name on it. Your miracle has your name on it. Why? Because God has released it, and the devil can't stop it from getting to you. Oh, he can delay it, but he can't stop it. The only way that your blessing doesn't reach you is because you won't allow it to come to you. Honey, whatever God releasing from heaven for me, I do not want my flesh to get in the way and to stop what God has released for me. I have asked God for some things, and I'm telling you, I do not want my flesh to get in the way, because I believe that God has released what I asked him to release. And I'm just going to believe that it's coming. Like the song said, hold on, ooh, a change is coming. I can feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Hold on, for the change is coming, for the move of God is on the way. Don't give up. Don't you be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. This is a brand new year. What you've been waiting for 4, 5, 6 years, don't give up. I know it ain't easy, but you know what? I hear the songster saying, I believe it's one of those whinings, or someone said, it ain't easy, but it was worth it. When your prayer has been answered, it's manifest to the point that you can literally touch it or see it, not by faith, but by sight. It ain't easy, but it was worth it. I tell you, I love the Lord. I'm excited. I can really shut the broadcast down, but I want to read a scripture to you. May read two, but this one I am going to read. And I believe I will close down, because we have to learn that when we've brought our message, stop. Oh, bless his name. We're not winning an award to see if we can preach an hour, 2 hours, or three. My instructor, my dean at the school where I attended at the Church of God in Christ, going up for my license to become an evangelist in the Church of God in Christ. And old Dean Willis said, if you preach more than 45 minutes, you have lost your audience. Well, then let's preach 25 minutes and keep them excited. Oh, bless his name. Let's go to the word of the Lord. And I won't be before you long. Let's go to Psalms number 40. And listen, verse 1 says, but that's not my verse. But verse 1 said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined his ear to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, my God in heaven, out of the miry clay. And he set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lie. But this is the verse that I want to get to, verse number 5 of Psalm 40. And it says, many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, oh bless his name, which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. I tell you, that preaches by itself. Verse number 5. Many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works. Just you being alive is a wonderful work of God that allow your heart to pump blood through your body, and you breathe, whether you are breathing with an asthma pump that they have or whatever, but you're still breathing. You're yet in the land of the living. That is a wonderful work of God. Man can't keep you alive, but God can. Man can give us medicine that will help, but only God can give us the benefit of living. Oh, I tell you, I'm excited tonight. I'm excited. I want to encourage you to hold on, for the change is coming. The move of God is on the way. But God's got a blessing with your name on it. Many, O Lord, my God, are your wonderful works which you have done. My God, and your thoughts towards us, his thoughts towards me, his thoughts towards you. God is thinking about you. God is making provisions for you. I was telling the young lady on last night that I like that song that Mr. Brown's wife made. You know they're not Mr. Brown. You know Tamela Mann is her real name. They're known as the Browns before you could really realize that she had another name. And that last piece that she made, God provide. I like Take Me to the King. I don't have much to bring, and my heart is torn in pieces. That's my offering. Take me, lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone. I just want to soak in all his glory. Ah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. But this song here, as I was driving a few weeks ago down the New Jersey Turnpike, heading south towards my destination, which was Delaware, Dover. And I had, oh God, I feel your presence. Oh my God. And they played her song, God Provides. Why should I worry? Because God provides. He'll come through for you. Woo! God provides. Oh, my God. Ah, he will make a way for you when the way has been closed completely, shut tight, locked down. God shows himself just like he did at the Red Sea. When it looked like they were going to be consumed by the Egyptians, God provided a way of escape. Oh my God, I feel God's presence in the Moshiach. Hallelujah, Jesus. God provides. Woo! Why should I worry, she said. Why should I worry? God provides. He'll come through for you. God provides. You can't believe that a change is coming. You can't believe that God got a blessing with your name on it and don't believe that God provides. It's all right to go to the king while you're on your Daniel fast. Go to the king. Lay out before the throne. Just soak up all the glory while you're on your fast. But know this. God provides. He provided for Daniel in the lion's den. God will provide. God will provide. Be not dismayed. Whatever be tied, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, love abide. God will take care of you. Don't worry and don't fret. God is still on the throne. God never fails. God is our protection. God is our joy. God is our joy and sorrow. Our hope for tomorrow. God will take care of you. God provides. Why? She said, why? Oh, God, every time I think about it, I feel like a spring of the anointing just running up and down within my loins. Oh, God, it's like a waterfall that refreshes my soul right now. God will provide. He'll come through. Yes, he will. For you, my God will provide. Why should I worry, she said. God provides. And as I was driving the car, I just began to weep in the spirit and tell God, thank you. And I began to reminisce all of the times when I needed something provided that God did it. I recall some years ago, I believe it was maybe, in 2003, I believe it was, in 2003, some while ago, when I needed my car insurance paid. I wasn't working, and I stood at my sink, which I had made my sink my closet, where I meet God at my sink. That's my closet. My car is my closet. I got several closets. I'm almost like Jesus. In my Father's house are many mansions. Well, in my house, I got several closets. I meet God in the kitchen. Hey, God, I thank you. I meet him in the car. I meet him in the bedroom. I meet him in the living room. Anywhere I am that I choose to hold a conversation with my God, that's what I do. I used to have a chair that I would sit in and pray, and a chair got broken, and it hurt me so bad. I knew it was an act of the enemy because I got great results in that chair, and I'm going to get me another chair. The Lord showed me today, me sitting in the chair, praying again, and I told him, God, thank you, because I need to get back in that place with him. But I'm telling you about God provide. He's so many wonderful works he has done for us. It said towards us, read it for yourself, Psalm 40, verse 5, okay? But look at here, and some of the great theologians like to say, watch this. Watch this. Watch this. In other words, listen to this. Pay attention to what I'm going to say, because it's dealing with how God provides. Besides life, health, and a reasonable portion of strength, He goes the extra mile and makes sure that we have other things. They don't need no car insurance in heaven. Hey, God, Jesus is there. Oh, my God. But let me get back to my story. I'm excited. As you all know, it happened all the time. But let me just say this, because I'm encouraging someone that I can't see. But, look, I stood at the sink on a Saturday morning, and I said, Lord, you know that my car insurance is due, and I don't have the money to pay the car insurance. I said, God, you know I'm not going to go out here on the highway without insurance on the car. That's too dangerous. And the devil don't like me anyway, so he'll stage an accident, and you may allow it to happen because I know better. I know that I'm not supposed to be on the road without the proper thing that I need to be on the road, like car insurance, gas in the car, tires on the car. You don't need to get mad with God because you got a raggedy tire. Go buy a tire. You're buying. Just go get yourself a tire if you need. Oh, bless his name. But I prayed that prayer. It wasn't an hour later that I received a phone call from a woman in New York. And she said, what is your address? And I told her what my address was. And she said to her niece that she raised, she said, see, I told you something was missing on this envelope. She said, she backed the envelope for me. She said, because I'm putting a little piece of change in the mail for you. I said, Lord, I thank you. She said, today, Saturday, I'm mailing it today. She said, but I kept looking at that envelope, and the envelope didn't look right to me. And she said, I'm going to call Patty and get her address. She said, and her niece said, that's her address, Aunt T. She said, no, it ain't. Something is not right here. She said, well, that's Patty's address. She said, well, if it is, good, but I'm calling her because this envelope don't look right to me. And guess what she did? She called me and asked me. She said, what is your address? And I told her. She said, see that? And she said to her niece, she said, Kaya, see, I told you something was missing. This address wasn't right. She said, well, Auntie, what's wrong? She said, you don't have the number on here. Her apartment number is missing. And if that's not on there, she said, if that's not on there, they will send it back to me. She said, see what I told you? She said, well, I'm sorry, Auntie. And she said, here, put that 37 on here. And let me get this in the mail for her. And she said, so, Patty, go to your mail around Tuesday. Your little piece of change should be in the box. And I told her, I said, thank you. She said, oh, dear. She said it just like that. She said, oh, dear, no problem. I'm only doing what the Lord told me to do. I said, well, honey, thank you for obeying God. And I told God, thank you. I was still at the sink. And I said, God, thank you for whatever she's sending. Thank you before it even get here. Well, what you reckon? I went to the box on Tuesday. Sure enough, it was in my box. And when I opened it up, it was a money order for over 200 down. That was the little piece of change that she sent me. But you see, my car insurance was over $200. So when I took out the money to go pay the car insurance, I had $25 left over. See, God will provide. That's why I could relate to when Tamla Mann was singing the song and I began to reminisce. That was just one thing. I could write a book on all the things God has done for me. And you should be able to write a book on all the things that God has done for you. Or at least a diary. But God will provide. Let me go back to Psalms 40 and verse 5. And I'm going to close. Verse 5 says, many, O Lord my God, are your wonderful works, which you have done, and your thoughts towards us cannot be recounted to you in order. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Song said, count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your blessings and see what God has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what God has done. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, God provide. Hey.
Makes no difference what you're going through. You're gonna make it. God's gonna see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face.
Patricia Berman, you're indeed a blessing to us and your many listeners, both in New York, in the Carolinas, all up and down the East Coast, and indeed around the world. Thank you once again for an inspiring and uplifting message. And Norman Hutchins is reminding us that he's got a blessing, and thank you so much once again.
God.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.